So we're here in Houston where the Falcons got a chance to see the second episode of Hard Knocks training camp with the Atlanta Falcons. The night they got in from Atlanta, and we're here joined by supervising producer for NFL Films and director of Hard Knocks, Rob Gehring. Rob, thank you so much for joining us again. Give us a little insight into episode two. And one of the things that stood out to me in watching the episode was the rookies were really featured quite a lot in the second episode. What is it about this group that you find so appealing?
You know, I just think that these guys are going to be competitive right away. I think that's a big part of it. I think Hageman and Shembo especially are going to be pushing the guys. Southwood's healthy now. I think you're going to see a little more of him in the show. Freeman's obviously going to play a role. I just think these guys are going to be expected to step right in and play. And so that for us is something that we want to try and track.
There were some sensitive moments in the episode, Nix Jones getting waived, mm-hmm. Joe Hawley getting tossed from practice, mm-hmm. A couple of injuries. How do you handle those sensitive moments behind the scenes?
Well, we just try to be as prepared as we can. With the release, we had a little bit of a heads up it was coming just because there was conversation between Coach and Thomas that they needed to get together to take care of this. And so we kind of had a little bit of a heads up, so we were able to get in position. But we talk about it before we even start shooting, and a lot of it's just, you know, pre-production and preparation to make sure that you know exactly what you're going to do. You know, this crew here, this crew there, everybody keep for a respectful distance. I mean, that's the key to it, is to try and handle it as respectfully as you can. It's a private, delicate moment that you want to try and show as much reverence as you can. So you try to just be in places that isn't on top of the player and the staff, and that's how we handle it, just being ready.
I think a lot of the buzz, at least on Twitter, that we saw was that defensive line coach Brian Cox stole the show.
Yeah.
And that scene at the end where him and Mark Collins are sitting around having cigars, talking and chopping it up.
Yeah.
I imagine that you have a lot of footage of Brian Cox. How much of that stuff is actually hitting the cutting room floor?
Well, quite a bit, but you got to remember, I mean, we're shooting 250, 300 hours of footage a week, so it's a lot of everybody hitting the cutting room floor. But, yeah, I mean, look, you could probably have half the show be Brian Cox. I think a lot of that just comes from him having been a player and him just being so comfortable in this environment. But, again, it's Coach Cox, it's Coach Tice, it's Coach Cutter, it's Coach Nolan. I mean, those guys are – there's a lot of moments that we have. We just can't fit them all in the show.
Mm-hmm. You've been here now for weeks since veteran mm-hmm. Minicamp wrapped up.
Feels like an awful long time.
Yeah, it's been a long time. but we're now here 2 weeks into the preseason. So you've been around the organization. You've seen kind of how things are built, how this team is coming together. What are some of the unique things that stand out about this Falcons team and the team that you've been around as compared to maybe other teams you've been around?
Right. I think the first thing is the partnership. It's the partnership between Thomas and Coach Smith. I think that is at the core of everything that we're able to do in terms of understanding that relationship, understanding what's important to them, and trying to work with that to kind of capture what's happening in camp. Coach Smith has been really terrific about helping us to understand what he's going to do each day. He's been very forthcoming with, you know, just simple things. Again, it's all about preparation. So having the schedule, knowing what the practice script is going to be, so what periods are going to be important, who's going to be, you know, pushed a little bit harder that day, all those things help you be ready. And that's been really, really good for us.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, I to your first question, how much the rookies are involved. That rookie club is as good and interesting as any that I've been around and the ones that I've done. I just think that those guys are going to be expected to contribute right away, and so that's been this unique thing that's really, we've really enjoyed kind of watching, and hopefully we'll kind of grow with throughout the series.
Now, you're working with a very large crew. Mm-hmm. I imagine that travel is a bit of a challenge for you guys. What do you guys kind of go through when you come here for 5 days?
Sure. Well, what we did is we sent some people in advance. We did kind of a crew changeover at this juncture, so there's a handful of guys who work all 6 weeks, 7 weeks, but there's a lot of guys that work two or three. So we did our changeover at that time to bring in some fresh bodies. We got them in here in advance. And then we had six people, thanks to the Falcons, we had six people on the charter. Give Spencer Treadwell a little shout out. so we were able to get two crews here with producers with them to kind of be able to roll right away as they got here. I think all those things, it's just a lot of fitting the puzzle pieces together and figuring out how you're going to kind of constantly be ahead of the next thing. It's certainly been challenging. I think we're also fortunate that we're able to stay in the hotel with you guys and just all those things make it easy to stay in touch with what's happening.
And what can fans expect in episode 3 next week?
Wow, that's a good question. Well, obviously this trip will be a big part of it.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of developing as we go. I think obviously TJ Yates coming back to Houston is going to be a story we're going to follow this week. I think the quarterbacks in general is definitely a story we're going to follow. I think there's a lot of competition behind Matt to take control of that 2, maybe 3 spots. I think that's going to be part of it. I think you're going to start to see the receivers start to blossom a little bit. We're hoping to kind of introduce the fans to guys like Bernard Reedy and Geraldo, whose last name I can't quite say still, Amsterdam as they call him, and guys like that. So I think you're going to start to see those characters develop a little bit. And then there's guys that you want to show every week. I mean, everybody wants to see what Roddy's doing that week. Everybody wants to see what Willie Moe's doing that week. And we're going to hopefully not disappoint them with that.
Well, it's been a lot of fun to watch so far, and we still got 3 episodes to go. Okay. Make sure you're still watching on HBO each week. And Rob, thanks for joining us again for your insight.
Thanks for having me.